It's Saturday afternoon and I'm at the Manchester Craft and Design Centre. Richard Wheater, neon artist, just finished installing and opened his new show. Richard, thanks for talking to me. Can you tell me a bit about the show that you've got on and what works featured at the Craft Centre?
Sure, I was asked to exhibit here by curator Dina Baggy. It's a great opportunity. I've never shown in Manchester before. The work centres around the theme of electricity and working with neon in a very non-typical sense. So I've blown hot glass forms and attempted to fill them with gas. We've worked with single electrode pieces and I'm really excited. I've restrained my choice on the colours and kept them to what people perhaps associate electricity as looking like. So warm whites right through to electric blues.
And can you just describe some of the work that you've got on show for me? There's four pieces in cabinets and one in the main stage area in the Craft Centre.
So the work that I've got in the glass cabinets, we have these electric insulator shapes that I'm really interested in, and a lot of clear glass is being used. We're working with hot sculptured glass, which is not very typical when you're working with neon. It's very suggestive of the function of electricity. So it is electricity, and the attempts are for it to look like this 20th century electric generating forms. The concept is really important to me, the actual idea itself, and sometimes I don't make the work myself, I get my colleague to make it at the company that I set up, Neon Workshops, and we run courses for the general public because it's the only place in the UK where you can have a go yourself working with neon. And there's a lot of myths about the material, and sadly there's very few opportunities to explore what it can and can't do. I'm hoping that today this is a little insight into its potential.
How did you get involved with working with neon?
I got a chance to go over to the States and study in New York, and there was a course there, and that was the first time I'd seen neon being used as a creative material outside its typical sign-making format, and it really opened my eyes as to what it could do. I came back to the UK, there was nowhere to learn about it, so out of frustration, I kind of set up my own little shop, and I now work with a neon maker that's from the commercial world, has incredible skills, and together we create some really interesting stuff.
Neon really has a strong association with mid-20th century design and almost a seedier side of the city. Do you see your work as reflecting a different side of neon to that?
I think neon is loaded with so many things, more than most materials, whether it's connotations of the seedier side of urban life, Soho and the strip joints, etc., or whether it's your movie directors trying to depict the future through cityscapes like Blade Runner or The Fifth Element. And even disco or Piccadilly Circus, it's associated by people as very particular things, so I don't tend to use text if I can help it. Although, having said that, my next big project, working with artist Victoria Lucas, we are working with text. I think what people associate neon as can get in the way of its development, and we're in the 21st century now. It's about time we start seeing it develop a little more.
On that, you've had a lot of support recently from the Craft Council. How's that come about, and what shows are you involved with at the minute?
I've had a lot of support from the Craft Council. They're interested in what I'm trying to do with the material. They recently commissioned me to have a piece in their touring show called Breathtaking, which is exhibiting at the Bilston Gallery in West Midlands at the moment. I'm really grateful for their support. It's important to have not only that kind of feedback from them, but the financial backing, because glass, neon, large installations, performance, it's all expensive stuff. And quite often my work doesn't get sold because that's not my agenda. It's the idea in trying to create something that hasn't been done that inspires.
If people want to find out more about your work, where can they go to see that?
Check out my website, richardwheater.com, or they can go to neonworkshops.com. And they can also look into taking neon sculpture courses there as well.